Joining us on the line now is Finn Harps manager Kevin McHugh. First of all, Kevin, we're going to speak about last night's performance. Defeat on the road. Obviously not satisfied with the result. Talk to me about the performance from your young side last night.
Yes, you're trying to piece together some of the performances and some of the results. And we've certainly down in Bray and certainly away to Cove, you can... certain moments in games where we've just lapsed concentration and we're giving away very soft goals. And then when you analyse the whole game, and I watched it back this morning again, there were some really, really good moments from us against a real quality side. I feel Cove's probably the team that I feel is probably the best team in the division. Even though Dundalk's going to end up winning the league, I feel Cove just asked you so many more questions with individuals they have. And unfortunately, last night, some of the individuals that we were more than aware of just had a really good night. And yeah, you can look at it a few ways. There's no getting away from the journey and stuff like that. Those take away maybe that percentage of energy levels that you have travelling down the same day, but we'll not make excuses that way. We felt we had enough in the game to try and get something out of the game, but again, it's just been our Achilles heel over the last couple of games, especially our defending and defending process from deep, set plays, stuff like that, just basic stuff that we've been very good at, and we just haven't been good at over the last few weeks, you know.
Hat-trick last night, Kevin, from Barry Coffey. We're going to speak about some of the Finhouse personnel in just a second. Barry Coffey, in your opinion, was it his moments of brilliance, or was it from a Finhouse point of view, maybe something could have been done in relation to the three goals?
Yeah, it's a mixture of both. His movement, like, he doesn't have 25 league goals for no reason. He's head and shoulders the best, and like, he's not, like, for a boy who did get 25 goals, he's not a striker. He plays as a number 10, and sometimes he even plays deeper as a number 8. So his runs from deep are extremely hard. They track, and his movement when he gets into the box is like a striker. So he's a very unusual kind of player. I'd be very, very surprised if he's not snapped up to one of the Premier Division teams next year. Because somebody that's that mobile and has an eye for goal and has really, really good movement off the ball, and then people are like scaring hands teeth in this country. So we've identified him before the game. We identified areas where we knew they were strong, but it's just unfortunately on the night we just couldn't stop them. And Coffey is a quality player. There's no getting away from it. Really, really quality player. But we're hugely disappointed. We couldn't stop some of the goals, you know.
You used the words hen's teeth, Kevin, and we talked about a goal score, 25 goals before last night's match. Let's talk about that man, Hans Mongo. You're not a manager a long time, but certainly from a supporter's point of view, you're top side, and you know what a goal scorer is. You're a goal scorer yourself. Talk to me about the man, Hans Mongo, and you did talk about signing players. It was a little bit like swiping left and swiping right. You certainly swiped right for this man, Hans Mongo. What a great signing. Another goal last night.
Yeah, it just shows you when you get the man service, he doesn't miss too many. He scored in the last 3 to 4 games where we've went ahead. And last night, unfortunately, you give yourself too much to do. I felt if we stayed in the game last night, you've always got a chance with somebody that commands and quality ball through Big Tony and his touch and the way he moves the ball, manipulated the ball back onto his right foot, and the finish was high end stuff. So yeah, he's certainly like Ken's taste, somebody that can put the ball in the back of the net, and that's his chance to goal ratio is probably up there with the best in the country. And like, we haven't talked about his assists. I probably think he's got 4 assists altogether as well, and with all his goals. So he just adds so much just going forward, and it's an area in the transfer window we wanted to improve on. And yeah, he's certainly done the business, but I think we need to go again now in the next transfer window and they improve the squad. Because even looking at that Cove side last night, they've just got such a good balance in defence and attack. And you can't push on anywhere unless you've got both. It's brilliant scoring goals, it's brilliant creating chances, but all that stuff's buried out of the way unless you can defend properly. And so that's our ambition next year. Our recruitment has to be right. The retention of players, the likes of Hans, is hugely important. So all them departments have to be addressed in the off season for us to be properly challenged teams like Cove and whoever else is in that top end of the division, you know.
Kevin, in terms of next season, and we've three more matches left for Harps, an away game now against Dundalk on Friday night, two home games. Kerry City, they might have won. Kerry FC, they might have won now on that Cup semi-final, and playing UCD's Harps last match at home. What are you hoping for now at the between the last three games? What are you hoping for? I'm sure the word learning, and I know you've learned a lot in the last few weeks, but I'm sure you're going to learn a lot in terms of next season as well. Am I correct in saying?
Yeah, you do like with the three boys going like they're now missing the next two games, Corey, Gavin, and Josh, which again we've no problem with. That's sometimes you're a victim of your own success in terms of giving these boys minutes, and then they're on the shop window, and everybody's looking for them. So they're traveling to Spain and they play Poland and I think it's Switzerland. And from the 8th to the 13th, they're going to miss the Dundalk game and the Kerry game at home. And so then those boys will have got loads of more minutes. But hopefully we can do everything we can to get them on the plane, the under 17 World Cup. Young Daniel stepped in last night. We debated going down the road, will we throw him in because you're up against the best number 9 in the country, Murphy, in terms of just his physique, his pace and how he operates. He's a real tough operator, and especially away from home, having to drive down the road over 6 hours. And even Daniel stepped in, and he probably missed the beat. That's a huge positive. Very hard to pick positives when you get beat on the road. Those are the positives you look at. We're creating chances. But Gavin was superb last night again, and then young Daniel stepping in. And it was very, very good. And so that's another positive for the club. And even in the next three games, we will certainly be giving players the opportunity to prove themselves at a pre-season 2026. So that's what we're looking. Ideally, as a staff and as a group of players, we really, really want to be put for that playoff spot. Probably the cup run, if we look at it, with suspensions and niggles and injuries, probably just cost us that maybe 5 or 6 points that would have probably seen us into the playoffs. But we have no complaints. We've took a step forward in terms of raising the standards and raising the standard of players and stuff we're trying to do off the pitch. But we need to go again now. We need to go again between now and the end of the season, and obviously in pre-season it's going to be hugely important for us.
Kevin, we all knew Kevin McHugh the footballer, and we know it is a difficult few weeks for you as manager. Talk to me about Kevin McHugh, the manager. How have you been enjoying it? And I was talking to another young manager in recent days, and he was telling me he was shocked at the amount of time you spend on the phone as a manager. How is Kevin McHugh? How is he enjoying life as manager?
Yeah, it's been a busy period, I'm not going to lie to you, and the dual roles that I have at the moment. Obviously, you've probably seen that advertised. We will be doing interviews now on Friday, this coming Friday, regards the head of academy. So that's something that I can hand over to somebody else going into 2026, because this kind of role at this level it needs full attention. Of just everything going on, there's just so many spinning plates. For me, the big surprise is like you're going in and you're going, okay, we're going to get this kind of coaching done, that kind of coaching done. The coaching is probably only 10 to 20% of the job. The rest is just managing injuries, workloads, players. Players are in the squad, players out of the squad, recruitment, agents, clubs. It's just an ongoing thing every single day. So, yeah, it is relentless. And there's been probably more up days and down days since I've taken over. In terms of results, you have to look at results in context. Like last night, we didn't get the result we wanted. I understand as a football club at the moment, we're not going to win every game. I'm hugely competitive, so I don't take defeat lightly. And nor does the staff or the players. We go into every game trying to win it, but we understand long term over the course of the season, we're going to win every game, especially with the travel involved. Where we're situated, we have the most problem to do in the country. And when we're trying to develop young players, we know there's going to be mistakes and it's going to cost you points, and you have to just get on with it and move on to the next game very quickly. So that's probably the biggest thing I've learned. You have to just move on. You can't get too high, you can't get too low, and you just have to move on. So it really is relentless. It's like we had three kids on the bus last night, young Corey, Adam, and he was the second, Sarah Coyle. We would have got back at 5 o'clock this morning. They wouldn't even have got an hour's sleep, an hour and a half sleep, and they're back up to get on the bus. They would have dropped us for the 20s. And so that's the kind of stuff that's going on that people don't realise. It's tough going. It really is. It's the hardest gig about. And these kids are ambitious, and they really want to push forward for the football club. So that all those things are hugely encouraging to you. But yeah, me as a head coach, that's been the biggest learning curve. And I've got really, really good staff around me, and Eamon and Tommy and young Logie and Shane and Seamus, the physio. So we've loads of really, really good people around the club. And we need to add to that as well going in the 2026.
A few interesting stats there, Kevin, to say the least. Finally, Kevin, before I let you go, you have two former teammates, Paddy Bonner and Mark Forker, now heavily involved with KG Rovers. Yeah. Finnhearth Football Club announcing this week the partnership with KG Rovers. Is this something that we could see more of in the next number of years in the club? And certainly another positive. We talk about the youth within the club positive. That's another positive announcement this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have a responsibility as the senior club in the county. As our chairman, Ian, was saying, like, it's really important we stay connected to the clubs, we stay connected to every grassroots aspects of the game, because without those clubs and those players coming through, like those Gavin McAteers and Josh just coming from Donegal Town and Mulford and Aaron McLaughlin from Mulroy, all those, and Corey from Erin Wanderers, like, without those clubs and the volunteer coaches of those clubs, then like, we're nothing. Like, let's be honest, we have nothing they have other than the players that they can provide us with, and we help them maybe take them to the next level. But we need to get in there and help out the clubs in any way we can, whether it be with coach education and bringing players up, all that kind of stuff is hugely important. And this is the start of it. KG's been our first. They're a super football club with brilliant football people involved. So that's the first of many. We have plans to roll it out to other clubs, and there'll be stuff going out on social media now for certain clubs to get in contact if they're interested. So, yeah, that's the way it should be. And you have a responsibility, because sometimes as a football club at this level, you get caught up in trying to compete and just survive every day and every week, and you forget about what's actually keeping you here. The football clubs in Donegal and in Sean that is really keeping us here, so we need to do our bit as well.
Kevin McHugh, I appreciate your time this Saturday joining us live on Highland Radio Saturday Sport, and best of luck for the three matches ahead, and I'm already looking forward to pre-season. Thanks, Kevin, for joining us.
No bar, Kieran, thank you.